Hello, Carol here, and welcome back to the Write the Book Inside You podcast. In today's episode, I'm doing something really fun. I'll be introducing you and letting her take over the podcast, a very special guest, my younger self from 10 years ago. Yes, in 2015, I first wrote a book called 5 Steps to Goal Success, EFT Tapping, and Matrix Goals Reimprinting. And in 2016, I updated it. It is a process which includes, unlike other goal setting systems, it takes you through EFT tapping to clear your blocks and then Matrix Reimprinting to reimprint the Matrix Goals future self that you intend to create. Before I hand you over to Carol, the younger self, Carol, teaching you the 5 steps in the book, I want to just explain to you a bit more about why I wrote it. And I start in my introduction, I say, "Dear reader, whatever you wish or dream, this book can help you turn it into reality. You can apply your inborn natural goal-setting ability to manifest the life you love. Setting a goal with commitment, passion, and intention, especially a goal that comes from the heart, triggers a subconscious process. The goal-seeking mechanism in your brain sets out to transform your goal into reality. Wishes, dreams, goals do come true. Let me show you how." And then I go into what I call the Golden Goal Success Yes System in the book, but I revised it. And I said that when I met Carl Dawson and trained in Matrix Reimprinting, I developed Matrix Goals Reimprinting to superpower my goal setting process. So, what makes this book different from other books on achieving your goals? It's unique because it pinpoints how energy psychology tools, EFT tapping, Matrix Reimprinting, and Matrix Goals Reimprinting power boost the familiar goal setting process in a revolutionary way that eradicates your goal stoppers and turbocharges the law of attraction. So once we dive into this episode, the younger self, me from 10 years ago, will be encapsulating those 5 steps that I developed then and which are just as true in this year, 2024. But there's something even more exciting about this episode is that who could have thought 10 years ago that I would be able to update this video with AI-generated visuals, which if you watch the YouTube video, you will find so exciting as I hope. And one of them is already gracing the backdrop as I speak. And that is from my DALL-E ChatGPT 4 Plus friend who has helped me, according to my prompts, illustrate this podcast. I hope you enjoy it and get inspired to go for your dreams and goals in this coming year. Hi, I'm Carol Westmore, and I specialize in helping people break free so that they can achieve their dreams and goals. I began my life as a journey therapist, developed and discovered EFT, and wrote a book called You Can Break Free Fast: 3 Simple Steps to Get Unstuck and Attract the Life You Love, in which I focus on how I've helped my clients break free using EFT. Recently, I trained in an advanced form of EFT called Matrix Reimprinting, which uses EFT but allows you to go into the matrix in what I used to call the inner child work and deal with an echo, an energy consciousness hologram. I've made my specialty Matrix Goals Reimprinting because I'm passionate about helping people break free, get unstuck where they're in pain or frustrated with achieving money, love, weight loss, you name it. Their success can be blocked by simple things, simple techniques, which will help them break free and achieve their dreams and goals. And I want to share with you some of the steps that I teach in my training. I call my method, and I have a website, Goal Success Yes. And in my method, I teach 5 steps. It incorporates EFT and Matrix Reimprinting. It is focused on Matrix goals reimprinting, but I believe that how you set your goals and how you get your goals are very much intertwined. And so I will share with you 5 steps to goal success. Yes. The first step is get inspired. You need to use both your amazing dream capacity to dream your wildest dreams and incorporate in that your heart's desires. When you find the two coming together, you have the magic, the mojo for a goal that you can stick with and that you can achieve. So the first thing I do is encourage you to get inspired by dreaming and finding how that fits in with your heart's desire. Then I ask you to get clear. And getting clear means using EFT and Matrix reimprinting to clear the blocks and beliefs that already may have started to surface when you get inspired. You might already have been telling yourself, I can't do this, or that's too much, or I don't have the money, or not now. But when you get clear with EFT and Matrix reimprinting, you shift the focus. You shift it to an I can do, yes, goal mentality. Then I show you how to get focused. What are your roles in life? What are the 10 big audacious goals if you could achieve within those roles that would make a difference to your life? And then the big one when you're getting focused is choose. This is my particular magic sauce. And that is choose one golden goal in your focus and for the next 12 months, focus on that goal. And after 5 years have gone by, and this is in my inexperience, you will have achieved 5 major exciting goals that will just be unbelievable when people said, you mean you did that and that and that? Yes, because you focused one golden goal at a time. The other 2 parts of the 5-step process are to get going. Take action immediately. Learn how to do positive affirmations in the present that are positive and empowering. Learn how to do something for 30 days towards your goal that you would never do if you thought you had a whole year to do it. So it's one day at a time right now. 30 days and then 6 months, have a look at your goal. And then within 12 months, you should be at least on the borderline of achieving it, if not there already. Finally, the 5th goal is keep going. How do you keep going? And there are things like accountability, measuring, doing mirror work. So there's no more failed New Year's resolutions. You've got a powerful goal and you've got 5 steps to support your golden goal in the process. Step 1 in the goal success yes method, get inspired. In order to come up with a goal that's going to give you that juice, that passion, and that commitment, I always suggest start with your dreams. Look up, imagine the wildest dreams you can, and begin to correlate some of the dreams that you've always wanted to do that have maybe gone stale. Dreams unfulfilled dry up like raisins in the sun. So you need to free the mind to start with. Do like mind mapping and just range free to access your particular dreams that are lying there waiting to be fulfilled. Write them down and start to extract from them where your desires are, where the heart comes in, the emotion. Be creative, be playful, sing, dance, do sand play, do whatever you need to do to bring together the dream and the feeling. You're freeing the mind to ignite the heart, to conjure the images of possibilities. Once you've done that and you've distilling your dreams and desires into a goal model, you look at your roles in life. For instance, you can be a wife, in my case, a mother, a grandmother, but also a writer, a motivational speaker, a person who coaches to fulfill their dreams. And then you need to look at yourself and include yourself in your roles. And what about the role of your own coach? So once you look at each of those roles, you begin to see, as you look back on your previous year, where you've achieved things, but where you've had some gaps and needing attention. And once you do that, you can then make one goal, that's what I suggest, for every role. And finally from that,
I'm going to give you the big secret that helped me achieve many of my big goals. When you're getting inspired, distill that one goal. Tear up all the rest for now and choose one golden goal. That goal will be your focus for the next 12 months. You will have a deadline. You will have it passionate. You will be committed. And for now, you will have to put aside your other roles and goals and focus on that one. After 5 years, you will have achieved 5 major goals. Now, the thing with choosing a goal and going for it, setting a goal and going for it without doing this process, I've found, is that goals without this personal meaning and this passion cause stress. We set out to lose weight because we feel we should. It doesn't have that meaning. This year, I managed to fulfill one of my goals, which was to find a way to shed 50 pounds in weight. But when I started out, I needed to get passionate. I needed to know why. My why was that I wanted better health, longer in my life. I wanted to be of more service with my workshops and speaking. And I felt that my weight was holding me back. So I became passionate. I wanted to help my high blood pressure. There were things that were in my life which were just borderline, but I became passionate about them. In choosing your golden goal, look for the one single goal that's going to make the most difference to everything else, to all the other goals that you wrote down. And I knew, for instance, in my case, that by losing the weight, I would become a better mother, grandmother, whatever I wanted to do in life would be enhanced by losing this weight. So I went ahead and stuck to it for the 8 to 10 to 12 months that have been involved. And I know now it's a lifelong program. Because the thing is, our brains, our old habits, we get habituated to old ways of doing things. And you need to have this passion and drive to shift those. Without those, they become yet other New Year's resolutions that you give up, that you've made excuses about, that you let slip because you perhaps took on too many goals all at once. Choose one, get passionate about it, and you'll have the vision. There's a saying, reach high, for stars lie hidden in your soul. Dream deep, for every dream precedes a goal. And I like that because it shows that you can reach for the stars, but dream deep, go into your heart, go deep, and get your desire to back up your golden goal. Once you are aligned with your dreams, your desires, and your goals, you are actually tapping into the matrix, which is something I'll talk about in step two. Step two of the Goal Success Yes process is about getting clear. Your life, is as you are living it now, with all the things that you want to change, is a printout of your beliefs. Your outer reality is reflecting your inner beliefs. In your subconscious, somewhere along the line, and we know that this can go back into the womb, in early childhood, the first 6 years of life, Dr. Bruce Lipton says, are particularly vital. We are soaking in, we are in almost a hypnotic state, we are soaking in what our parents, society, our teachers, what the whole world around us says is the truth, and what we must believe to be safe, to be loved, to be a success at anything that we're going to achieve in life. And unfortunately, some of the things that we are imprinted with are negative goal-setting devices. Don't try too hard. Where's this? Where's that? There are many things that we are told which are actually sabotaging us when we get into adults and we think, well, why can't I do that? Why can't I do this in our goal-setting trial? So I ask my clients, where do you need to break free and have the realization, what I call a break-free aha in my book, You Can Break Free Fast, using EFT, the tapping taps into the energy field, taps into where we've stored those beliefs and helps us access the part of us. It's not us completely that can't achieve our goals. It's the part of us that has set up a strategy to protect us according to the beliefs we've been given. So my job as a break-free fast coach and as a matrix re-imprinting therapist, using goals as my modality, is to help you break free and find the part of you, the echo we call it in matrix re-imprinting, that needs to be released. Often involved in this learning we had that set up the belief is a trauma. These can be big traumas, very traumatic things that happen, or even small traumas, things we don't think of as having a great effect on us. It can be as simple as the client of mine who went jogging as a teenager with his brother and his father. His older brother ran ahead one day while they were jogging, and not wanting to show his father up, he stayed behind. Well, the presenting goal issue he had when he came to see me was that his business wasn't thriving. Everyone around him seemed to be doing well in life, but something was blocking him. He knew there was something, but he didn't know what it was. And when we did the process and he saw that he was holding himself back in many situations, just as he had as a teenage boy, things changed and he could race ahead, so to speak, in the game of life. So that is my tip number two, is do the work you need to do to get clear. And you will be doing it throughout the five steps, but you need to take time in the beginning before you launch forth on your golden goal to get clear, to get clarity, and to release and free up the parts of you that are frozen in time, that are traumatized and holding you back. When I come to step number three, it usually involves a variety of exercises called get focused. Step three is get focused in the goal setting and getting process called goal success yes. In step three, we look at things like goal mapping, vision boarding, journaling, writing our goal in a positive way, a present time way, and there are ways that I teach to do your goal in an affirmative way that will move you forward by focusing. So you focus before, you focus during your goal success setting process, and you are always cognizant of the fact that you need to bring your vibration up from what Dr. Hawkins has shown us is into the vibration of love, compassion, enthusiasm, joy, and enlightenment. Dr. David Hawkins has written a book called Power Versus Force, in which he shows that the lower vibrations, guilt, shame, negativity, anxiety, bring us down and block us, actually, what I found in the goal success process, from forging ahead. And you can't do a quantum leap. The big secret I tell my clients, and I've had to find out, you have to do it in baby steps. So if you're in grief and despair, you have to just move up incrementally up the scale until you even sometimes get to anger. And of course, for a depressed person, anger is a good sign. You're breaking out of these lower vibrations as long as you don't stay there. From anger, you can move up to maybe boredom and frustration. These are all good signs if you keep moving. Eventually, you will come to a feeling of gratitude and love, and you can start to discipline yourself in your focusing, if you daily focus on your goals, to focus on what you're grateful for in your life. In the Abraham Hicks teachings, which I've been passionate about for at least 10 years, I've been following them, one of the things I learned was do not focus on what you don't want. What is contrast in your life is merely giving you the rocket of desire to break through that negative vibration and into the love, above, enthusiasm, excitement mode. So when you are looking at your daily goal setting, and you find yourself dropping into the low vibrations, know that that very fact, you have to discipline yourself to be grateful. What am I grateful for? Even people who, when I had money and I was really broke, money issues, I would look outside. I had in South Africa, in Cape Town, I had this beautiful yesterday, today, and tomorrow tree, which was covered in blossoms. They had purple blossoms, white blossoms, and the scent and the abundance. And I looked up at Table Mountain and I just had to give gratitude and blessings and say, what an abundant world I live in. Just the view of the mountain, just the view of these things. And I taught myself, even in my darkest days, after I'd had the fire, which I describe in my book, You Can Break Free Fast, after I'd lost my marriage 25 years, after I had no money, I didn't know where I was going to go in life. But I taught myself to keep focused on my dreams. And gradually I was clearing some of the traumas that I had from my childhood and from the past. Because I was given these tools, the same tools I'm sharing with you. I'd spent a lifetime before that trying to get focused, doing NLP, meditating, going to therapy. There were many things I'd experimented with, but nothing gave me this break-free success that I had when I started clearing and getting focused using EFT, using emotional energy healing tools that I share with you in my workshops, in my books, and in my Goal Success Yes program. In step four in the goal success yes process, you need to get going. The minute you've written down, focalized, and decided on your golden goal, you need to take action that very day. Once you've perhaps drawn up a vision board, you need to look at some of the things. When I was doing my weight loss program, I needed to sit down at every meal from the day I made my decision and chew more slowly. That was one thing I could do. I didn't know how I was going to find the weight loss program. I tried so many things over the years, but I did know that I could chew more slowly now, every meal. And that's what I did. I began with that. I then looked at the next step. What next action step could I take? For the next 30 days, I will do some EFT tapping when I sit down to eat. I will drink more water. I will keep looking for what is it that's keeping me wanting to overeat. Eventually, it took me 4 or 5 months, but I kept going. And eventually, I did an EFT matrix process in which I discovered that I had taken a vow as a child, watching my father acting out as an alcoholic way and emotionally destroying people in his wake. And I made a decision that I would use food at some level as a child. I didn't know it would be using food, but I had used food, carbohydrates, and eating to keep down that part of me that might act out and hurt people. So what I'm advising you is to take action and get going immediately, and then one day at a time. I've learned that from the addiction programs. They say one day at a time, but advise you to be accountable along the way and have, as I will in my final step, I will show you how to do that accountability and get the support you need to keep going. Step five in the goal success yes process is all about keeping going. Don't stop. Don't give up when you're on your journey from A to B. There are ways that you can support yourself and make up your mind at the very beginning of your journey to get help, to get support. One way is to imagine, and Martha Beck taught me this in one of her books, to imagine a group of your most supportive people. And people like Martha or like Oprah, bring in people, as Napoleon Hill said in Think and Grow Rich. Form a mastermind group in your meditations and ask them to support you on your way. At the same time, get real world help. Get a coaching from someone. Get a mentor. Even ring someone who is maybe in the same field as you and do swaps. Get a goal buddy. I mean, in my work, I swap with other EFT and matrix reimprinting practitioners. I pay other practitioners when I feel I really want some undivided attention. And it's worth it. It keeps me going. And that is how I discovered some of the big ahas, because what we know in EFT and matrix reimprinting, and I am the Matrix Goals Reimprinting expert, is that when someone holds a space for you, it helps that part of you that was traumatized or that was frozen in time in the past to break free with the help of the support. Because one of the big things that hold us back often with our goals are these past echoes that were frozen in time because they were helpless, they were isolated, and they had no strategies when unexpected and dramatic things happened. What we do with Matrix Reimprinting and what your goals support team must do is make sure that you're not isolated, you're not helpless, you're not a victim of unexpected things happening to drag you away from your golden goal. You will keep going because you have made the decision that you are worth it. And as you achieve step by step, month by month on your goal, your self-worth will rise and your whole being will start to sing the dream that you started out with to achieve that golden goal.
Well, there you have it. And a big shout out to my younger self, who could never have dreamed that she'd be on my podcast 10 years after she recorded that video.
Thanks for joining me on today's podcast. Want a free gift to inspire you further on your book writing adventure? My free checklist, 5 Book Hook Tips to Kickstart Your Book Writing Journey, will help you get clarity on the key essentials to make your book a winner. Download it at writethebookinsideyou.com/free gift. The links are in the show notes. Until next time, a big virtual hug and keep writing.